When everybody's heard about the bird. Bird is the word. What a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. What a
make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And Mike, today it's a Patreon episode and we're going to be playing songs about birds.
How did this topic come up?
A listener and friend, Joe Reynolds, recommended this. He said, suggested, how about one with birds in the title? So that could be, you know, Fly Like an Eagle is the easiest example, I believe.
I refuse to play Free Bird. I will just say that right now.
I guess you could, yeah. I mean, I didn't think of the actual word bird.
Well, the actual
surfing
word.
Surfing bird.
Oh, bird. There's like,
bird is
Beatles
the word.
Songs alone, there's like four of them.
I know. Bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's blue bird. It's free as a bird.
Black bird.
Yeah.
And your bird can sing. Norwegian wood. This bird has flown.
Yeah. That mean my middle finger can sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a ton. So, you know. Not many people participated, though. I got to be honest
with
you. It only looks like about...
Sorry.
Bless you.
Sorry. You'll take that out, right?
It only... Yeah, sure. I'll go right through this file and take that out. It looks like we only have like 10 songs from listeners.
That's it?
Yeah.
I brought a list of some.
Well, you can call it out whenever you want.
Okay. One of them you'd have to search for. I'm guessing you probably don't have.
Well, I'll search for it.
All right.
I wonder if we could, let's start out this way though. This, I feel like since you're here, this is a good way to start. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh no.
Hey you, it's a seagull stinkaroo.
Oh no. Is this the disco duck?
Yep.
Rick Dees. Rick Dees in the morning.
Top 100, 1976. It's already shitty.
It's so bad. We thought this was so clever, didn't we?
I know. Why did we think that?
This, the streak.
How in the world could I keep my seat? Doesn't even make sense. Disco duck. Is that the dance?
I don't know.
Or is there a duck there dancing?
Well, you can see on YouTube he's got... You know, he did live appearances, like on, you know, American Bandstand and stuff.
I think he's like a werewolf. I think he turns into a duck. Who gives a fuck?
Look at me. I'm the disco duck.
Let's go, mama. I'd like to have a mama.
Oof.
Wow, that is rough. That is rough.
That's terrible.
Jesus Christ.
And we thought it was great.
Top 100 single.
Oof.
Guy probably has a gold record somewhere for that.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
Wow, that sucks.
Tell you, you can get a gold record. People, man, every novelty one. I told you I was in Willie Gault, the receiver's house from the Chicago Bears.
So you got
gold record on the wall from the Super Bowl shuffle.
That is fucking unbelievable.
Right next to all his football awards, there's a gold record. I was like, I went up to it and Super Bowl shuffle.
Garbage. Got, it's garbage.
That's terrible.
What were you doing in his house?
He was dating or living with a woman in an acting class I had, and they had
okay.
a party over
all
here
right.
in the Valley. I don't think they're together anymore, but they were together for years. And yeah. And she was just, I ran into them in Chicago actually when I was back working, and it was like the, I guess it would have been, so they won in 86. So I guess it probably was like the 20-year anniversary of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And, you know, they went back and she's not from Chicago.
Okay. She didn't know what to expect.
Couldn't believe. I mean, these guys never have to buy a drink ever.
No.
In the city. And they still kiss their ass. Like they still do to this day. We're going on 40 years.
You just need one thing.
One thing in that town.
And that's all because of that gold record.
Yeah.
People are such fans of that
Super
song.
Bowl shuffle. But you'll be in a bar in Chicago and then it'll on a jukebox or something, somebody will play that dumb thing.
It's still on there.
That and the Sweet Home Chicago from the Blues Brothers soundtrack, which is like 10 minutes or something, you know, that's like endless solo. And he just starts and like, who put this in?
Sweet Home Chicago. Yeah. And it just, ugh.
I'm just here to do the Super Bowl show. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's a bad rap. It's a bad song. Yep. Everything's bad about it.
The whole thing's bad. And it was independently released too, right? Like it wasn't even...
Yeah.
It wasn't on a label, a real label.
I can't imagine, but you know, what do I know?
Oh my God. they all have gold records from that.
What was that, 500,000 copies?
Yeah, 500,000's gold. Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
Just in Chicago alone, it went gold.
Right.
You just got back from Japan. That looked like one of your best trips. Was it one of your best trips?
It was great. It was great. It's my second time there. It was a lot of fun. And
was it Piper's first time there?
Yeah, she'd never been.
And did you know some things from before that you could show her?
Yeah, I mean, we went to Kyoto as well. We took the bullet train from Tokyo to Kyoto, and I had done that before. And
how fast does a bullet train go?
Over 200 miles an hour.
Does it feel like it's going that fast?
No, you're just cruising.
But it's like you're on an airplane.
Stuff flying by. You
can't take a picture.
Yeah. I got a picture of Mount Fuji on the way back, which was lucky. But yeah, once you don't realize it, you know, you're looking up in the distance.
Yeah.
You don't notice it. But then all of a sudden, a light pole will go by. You're like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And if one comes the other direction, it scares the shit out of you.
Can you see Tom Cruise climbing on the side of
it? Yes, I saw him there. He was there. You see the post I just did before I left?
I don't think I did.
I was at Budokan. I walked over to Budokan.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I said, well, Pat will appreciate this.
Who was playing there?
No one was playing.
Who's playing? Mr. Big? Extreme?
Yeah. I was walking by and, but in a big park.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be a dump, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, back in the day, it was.
I think it was built in the 60s or something.
Maybe it's probably nice now.
I don't know.
Like
I think the forum. They still have concerts there, but there was nothing going on when I was there.
Probably
I think they do sumo there as
K-pop
well.
K-pop stuff now.
Oh, God. Oh, I told you, I went to the Tower Records.
Tower Records there.
The one of the last Tower Records, and it's huge. 8 stories.
How long did you spend there?
Because
you're not buying anything.
No,
you're a minimalist.
We just went, you know, floor to floor and floor. But, I mean, one was pretty much all K-pop and J-pop, one floor. But they were selling cassettes still, and DVDs and CDs. And, you know, The Rock was on like 7 or 8 floor or something.
Wow.
And then I think at the top was classical. You know, it got older as you went.
Well, it's the only place they probably still make cassette players and DVD players are in Japan.
Yeah, maybe. It was really cool though. It's just kind of a blast. It's like, oh yeah, it used to be like this.
I know.
You know, but it's, you'd love it. Yeah. There was also a Fender Stratocaster store, like a showroom. And it was beautiful.
Wow.
In the, Harajuku district, but it was like a showroom, but you know, the guitars were all up on the wall and new ones and ones. And
what's your per diem when you're on a trip like that? How much do you spend per day? Do you even know? Do you keep a tally?
I kept a budget on this one, but I mean, I was, you know, I used miles. We had a free flight back.
All right, good.
And we got a cheaper flight going. You know, it's funny. Like,
you just want to get there. You don't care if you get there in comfort. You just want to get to the place.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, it's still, yeah. I mean, I was like, I have some status on American, which we flew there. So we bumped up to like, you know, Coach Plus or whatever the thing is.
All right.
But still, there was somebody next to us. Yeah, it's a direct shot from LA, so it's not too bad. It's like 12 hours going there and 10 coming back.
All right, that's not too bad.
And then we had an empty seat next to us, between us on the flight home, on Singapore Air, my first one on there.
You kept it between you? You guys stayed a seat apart?
Yeah.
What?
Have more room to, you know.
What about accommodations? You don't skimp on that.
No, actually, in Tokyo, you're going to get, it's like New York, you're getting a small room. So that was the only place where the rooms were a little pricey, maybe over $200 a night.
All right.
But then we went to Kyoto and it was like, we had a nice big room for not much, a little over $100.
That's great.
And the exchange rate is really good right now for Americans. So, and the downside is there's a ton of tourists there now. It's like, because I think I was supposed to go 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the world shut down. And Japan shut down really hard.
So all these people
that have held these trips, you know, they've been waiting to go for 4 years are all going. And it's also has a lot, again, the exchange rate has a lot to do with it. And also it's just really safe and clean and
yeah,
it's easy. You know, it's great. And if you speak English, it's really good because...
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do speak English.
It's an amazing advantage because like everything's written in Japanese and then English.
Wow.
But the train announcements are all in Japanese and then English. Not Spanish, not German, not anything else.
Just English.
English. So, and they all have to learn it in schools.
They're catering to us.
Yeah. I mean,
but if they come here, fuck them.
Well, they learn to speak it, but,
I know.
You know, a lot of them forget it after their after graduation and if they don't use it. Or the other problem is they're always apologizing because, oh, I'm sorry, my English is not good. It's like, no, it's fine.
It's
believe
perfect.
Me, it's great.
Better than people that are my friends.
Three words in Japanese, so let's do this.
You can say Kyoto.
Yeah.
Very well.
We went to a baseball game, which was my second one. I've seen that was a lot of fun, too.
What do they serve at a baseball game? You're not getting a hot dog and peanuts.
They had those there, but they not peanuts. But you can get noodles. You could get right. Sushi. I was eating edamame.
Yeah, that's good.
And,
you feel healthy at the ball game.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And beers were like $5.
There's no big fat asses with their shirts off?
No, and this is the thing that and why you like it, because I lived in New York and Chicago, and I'm used to trains and everything.
Mm.
I mean, everything there is just spotless. I mean, it's just...
Why can't it be like that everywhere?
And people don't say a word on the train. It's like a library. You don't hear music. They don't eat and drink. There's no trash. And I'm literally...
No one's blowing a loogie out of their nose onto the wall.
And I'm literally coming back from... A week earlier, I was in Chicago, and I took an L train from O'Hare back into downtown.
Disgusting.
Two assholes come on, these young guys in their 20s. They walk into the... This didn't happen even when I lived there. They walk into the car on the train, light up a cigar.
What the fuck?
In the train, and just immediately it's just pluming.
And no one says a thing.
Well, yeah, we're going to die. You know, you're afraid of getting shot and stabbed or whatever, which you don't worry about over there either.
No.
Yeah, there's always some, there's nobody like playing music on the train and then asking for change. There's no homeless people sleeping all over in their own urine. And man, you just get spoiled. I mean, nobody approached me, no beggars, and which is not true in the rest of Asia, believe me. You know, you're a white guy walking around most cities, you're going to get approached for, you know, some hustle, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody trying to sell you something or rob you or whatever it is. Usually offer you drugs or women. What's that?
I don't know.
Okay. Am I turning Japanese?
No.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Come on, who is this? Where's this going?
I'm just talking about Japan with you.
No, damn it.
I would love to go. Now that you told me all these things.
You'd love it. You would love it. You and Pilar would love it.
We're going to have to look into this.
Yeah. You can get just a flight deal and then it's fine.
Wonder if she could teach over there. Why not?
Absolutely. I saw her in Vietnam. If
that's
she could
true.
Teach there. And there it is. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know those words.
Yep, thank you very much. But we went to this, speaking of rock, there was this guy, so one night, I posted photos of this on Instagram, but there was, we walked by this place in the Roppongi district, which is known for, you know, bars and nightclubs and kind of like more of a touristy kind of area, but there was this little basement cellar bar that it's had like air shooting, like air gun shooting.
Oh, yeah.
We went down there. We're the only two people in there. And they have like a 15-yard long glass enclosed booth with little targets at the end of it.
Underground.
It's down in the basement of a building. And
and
a little bar.
Not shooting real bullets. It's not live rounds.
No, it's like a BB.
A BB gun. Okay.
Air pistol.
Okay.
You know, but they look, you know, real. You could get an Uzi, a machine gun. You could get... He had a whole catalog of these things, but he wouldn't. We asked about hey, can we see that we want to shoot the guns? What do you want to drink? You know, like, we couldn't get any info out of the guy until we ordered a drink.
You got to spend some money first.
Yeah, yeah. But we ended up talking to the guy, and he was like a huge rock fan. He was playing rock videos on like classic rock. And it was all, it was the induction ceremonies for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cool.
So Cheap Trick was on there, and then Deep Purple was on, and then one after the other. And he was showing photos of followed
Deep Purple has My Woman from Tokyo.
Yeah, he had followed around bands in the 80s, and he's like, "Where are you from?" "Oh, Los Angeles. I went there 30 years ago, whatever." And he has a picture of him and Robert Plant. So he had to show me, and he had it right behind the bar. And he had been open for like 24 years. It's like, we're the only people in here.
And so how many rounds do you get to shoot?
They charge you by the shot. I think I had like 25
All right.
shots or something. And he had little targets. And then, you know, she went and then, you know, we compared our shots. Yeah. And I got a bad eye. And I didn't realize it's like my shooting eye.
Oh, I didn't even think. See, I forget you have a bad
yeah,
eye.
Yeah. And I.
Because it looks, you look fine.
Well, thank you. But that, my right eye, if you would like line up a shot,
uh-huh.
That was the eye I would use.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's off.
Weird.
Yeah. Because that one. So if I was a sniper, that would have been horrible for my, I would have been done.
You could no way be an assassin anymore.
No. It's over.
Your assassin career is done.
I don't even know if I could be a pilot anymore if I wanted.
License to miss. 3 zeros.
License to die. Yeah. But it was a great trip. You guys, I recommend it to anybody. The only downside is it is really popular right now. And don't go in the summer. That was the mistake I made in the first time.
Why?
It was too hot.
Super hot.
Because you walk all over the city and walking. It's like New York. You don't go there in August.
When we went to Rome, it was the wrong time of
year. Yeah, it's too much.
It was so fucking hot.
So spring
and then we went back to our hotel room that didn't have an air conditioner.
Oh. No, yeah. That's,
sweat on the bed.
Oh, no. It's brutal. But everything was just so clean and nice. And you, just the toilets alone, go for those.
They all got bidets, I bet.
The electronic toilets, the heated seats, the spray, the thing. If you're in a public one, they have like a noise that you can cover it up.
Why is this sounding better than the country I live in?
It is. They think we live in the third world. It's really bad. There was a great story in as a soccer fan, one of the couple World Cups ago was in Russia. And the Japanese fans made all this news because they were the Japan games. Those fans, they would leave, and they would take all their trash out of the stadium with them, like it was spotless their area. Wow. So they made the news for this, and like they would be interviewed. They're like, "Isn't it great that we think it's so great that you guys, you know, pick up all your trash as you leave the stadium?" And they're just like, "Why wouldn't you after yourself?
People don't do it here at the movie theater."
I know. So you guys, they were looking at us like, you guys just drop your trash anywhere?
Yeah, I hate when people in the movie theater do it.
There wasn't graffiti. I mean, it was crazy. And it was actually coming back was just like, oof. The thought of, you're never scared there of a public bathroom because you know it's going to be clean.
Yeah.
Here, you dread it.
Why does someone,
dread it.
Is someone immediately go in and clean it? Like if I went in and messed it up, I'm a stupid American. I go in, I piss on the seat, I don't flush, whatever. Then does someone go in and clean it immediately?
Probably, but also people don't do that.
They don't do
as
that.
Much. And right, also, there's
saying,
not. And a lot of that filth comes from, sadly, from like homeless who use it as a, you know, that's their bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's just none of that. And so, I mean, there's a small amount of it.
So people who live there, they learn that's not how you behave.
Yeah,
so they don't do it.
It's disrespectful to dirty your own environment. Yeah. And it's consideration, you know, that's why you don't smoke in front of people. You don't eat on the train and dirty. Leave garbage everywhere. It's just like, this is all our, you know, we all have to live here.
Yeah, we're doing it.
It's just being raised to be considerate of others, which, you know, we treasure the individual here and they kind of treasure the group. And now that has, you know, downsides as well. But still, when you go there and you're in a city of 25 million people, if people don't follow some kind of rules or something, it's chaos.
Yeah.
Which I've seen around the world. I've lived in. So if everybody just kind of like is cool about, maybe I don't go, I'll play my radio on a train. Maybe I don't light up a joint anywhere I feel like it. Maybe I don't throw trash out my car window. You know, little things that it's just, why can't we do it? I don't know.
Yeah. Everything you say sounds fantastic.
Well, go. And, anybody who speaks English, it's easy. I mean, if you get out of maybe in the small towns, it could be tough. But Google Translate is amazing. Your eyes are hazel. There it is. Except as clouds. I often
kiss you when there's no one else around. One hit wonder. I don't even know.
Is this improper now?
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, that right
that
there
definitely is. That definitely is. That
gong.
That little guitar riff. I don't even think drummers are allowed to have a gong anymore. All right, you ready to get into some bird music?
Yeah, sorry. I asked you.
I wanted to know about your trip.
But you guys should go, and you would love it. But in terms of price, though, it's very misleading. We're used to American prices. Mm-hmm. Like Piper went back for business in New York for 4 days. In those 4 nights, she spent more staying in Manhattan for 4 nights than we did in 10 days in Japan.
Wow.
And Japan is like the most expensive, other than Hong Kong, in Asia, probably the most expensive country to go to. And even that wasn't that bad. So,
and the food delicious.
Oh, yeah, great. Really, really good.
How many meals a day do you eat when you're there?
You eat three?
You ate three?
Three. Sometimes I even skip breakfast. I mean, when I travel, just because I'm off doing stuff, I'll just grab things. But there, the 7-Elevens are great. Everybody goes to them, and like there's sushi in them, and they're actually good. Wow. And there's meals, and the ATMs are in there, and it's easy. It's easy.
It all sounds terrific.
You'd love it. I'm recommending it to all people, but
I want to go when I can go to Budokan and see something.
Yeah, but don't go in the summer.
Not in the summer.
Wait till the fall, or fall or spring.
All right, let's kick it off. This guy's going to play an artist you like, so here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Birds.
Hello, Pat, and to all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world, this is Steve Perry from the beautiful Blue Mountains over in Sydney, Australia, with my selection for this month's episode. The song that I've chosen is simply called Birds. It's by Paul Weller off his covers album Studio 150, which came out in 2004. Originally a Neil Young song, but this is a beautiful version by Paul Weller, who I was lucky enough to see in February at the Sydney Opera House, which was absolutely fabulous, as you could well imagine. So I hope you enjoy it. Here is Paul Weller of Studio 150 with Birds.
I don't know if I know the Neil Young version. Pretty great.
Yeah, I can guarantee you I would like this more than the Neil Young version.
Let's find out.
I'm not a
here we go.
Huge fan of Neil Young.
It's from After the Gold Rush.
Yeah, I knew it would have been one of his older ones.
A little bit slower, from 1970.
Yep. This is actually an album we both should probably own.
I own it.
You do? Okay. I don't. Over you beneath the sun. Okay, yep, I kind of remember tomorrow, it now.
Yeah, I think I own his first 6 or 7 albums. They're fine.
Till Trans, and then you jump ship like everybody else.
When you see me fly away.
All right, that's nice.
I tell you, I almost met up with Steve Perry when I was in Australia.
Steve Perry from Journey?
Yeah.
This Steve Perry.
We wrote
our Steve Perry.
Yeah, because we wrote to I wrote on my Facebook and said I was coming out there, and it just never went out. We went out to the Blue Mountains one day, and it just never hooked up because
just never happened.
Yeah, it's hard to, and he's far enough out of town. We stayed in the city most of the time, and it was just it would have been a haul for him to come into the city.
When I went to Wimbledon, I didn't see anyone because we were just so busy with going to Wimbledon and then coming back and eating, and then, you know.
Ian Beresford wrote me as well, because I'm going to be up in Scotland later in the summer, and he said, if you're ever down here, I'm like...
He's going to be...
I'll be close, but I don't know. It's too...
He emailed me and said he's going to be in LA, I think, did he say August or September, for some Paul Weller shows.
Yeah.
So
I'll probably be gone.
He's
we'll probably
be here.
Switch. Yeah. That's right around when I'm leaving to all go right. over there.
Perfect.
But yeah. Paul Weller, I've seen probably maybe 4 times in concert.
Solo.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Jam?
Nope.
Style Council.
Nope.
But he plays songs from those two bands still?
Yeah, every so often. I mean, not as much Style Council. He'll maybe do one or two, my ever-changing moods or something like that, but he doesn't do as many. But then he'll close with some Jam, usually.
All right.
Got to play A Town Called Malice. And
you got to play that. Maybe David
that's
Watts.
That's entertainment.
Maybe David Watts.
Not usually.
All right.
But. Yeah, he's done That's Entertainment, I think, every time I've seen him.
I got free tickets for two shows next week. May 6th, Roger Daltrey in San Diego.
Nice.
And maybe you might go to that.
Yeah, it might be tough.
But. Sounds like you're not. and then May 10th at the Saban Theater with Courtney Cronin, Mr. Big.
Oh, nice.
Playing Lean Into It top to bottom.
I'm going to try to see Courtney this weekend. It's the Beach Life Festival down in Redondo in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband have a boat. So the festival's right on the water in Redondo Beach, and their boat is parked right, or docked, I should say.
So you can...
Go hang out on the boat and listen.
That'll be amazing. And who's playing?
I'm inviting you.
Oh, me? What day is that?
So, well, she's not going to be around. It's Friday through Sunday, but she'll be there Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday I can't go, so Sunday. Sunday, the big... I'll show you the lineup. So the headliner on Friday night is Sting. But she's not going to be there Friday night, so...
Okay, so you're talking the 12th.
Nope.
No.
This weekend. Was it the 7th through 7th, 8th, and 9th? What is it? No, 3rd, 4, 5, and 6th?
Sunday the 5th.
Sunday the 5th. The headliner then is My Morning Jacket, which I'm indifferent to, but...
I work 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. that day, so that's a possibility. Yeah. What time would you be doing this?
In the afternoon, buddy. Come on.
Am I going to get seasick?
The boat's not leaving.
I know.
It's just sitting there.
Is it rocking?
No. It's rocking. You don't come knocking if it's rocking, my friend.
All right.
But again, it could be fun.
And who's playing that day? Who's headlining on the 5th?
My Morning Jacket, but... I mean, I have nothing against them, but...
I know, but it's when Sting's one day...
And then the second day is Incubus.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, them too.
Who else is on? Because, like... There could be bands before My Morning Jacket that I like.
Here, okay. There it is. Right. Let me get my cheaters.
They're around your neck.
Okay.
Don't put your sunglasses on.
I got both.
And this way, why do you have two lenses in those? You don't need them.
What?
You only need one lens.
Don't you?
Because the bad eye.
Yeah, no kid. I should have a monocle like Mr. Peanut.
Terrific.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, folks.
You could own the improv if you had a monocle.
Get out of the aisle. Okay, so... You want the Sunday lineup?
The day I would be there.
Well, at 1:30 is actually a band I wanted. St. Paul and the Broken Bones is there.
All right.
And they're supposed to be really good. Courtney Barnett, Fleet Foxes, Trey Anastasio Band, ZZ Top, 4:30.
What? See, that's perfect
there
for me.
There it is. ZZ Top, 4:30.
I've never seen ZZ Top.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I got to get... Are we going to be on that boat at 4:30?
Rock and Peace Dusty. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Look. They're right up there. Funko Pop.
Yeah, so they're 4:30.
ZZ Pop.
ZZ Pop, right up there on the wall. Jesus, why am I? Okay.
Well, that I'm in now.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I have to tell my wife I'll be at concerts 3 days next week.
That's good for your marriage, though.
It's free, though, right?
Well, the boat is.
Yeah. Where do I park?
Bring some of these. That's the issue. We have to, like, maybe get close and then walk down.
All right.
Or you have a bike?
I mean, I do have a bike.
We could maybe bike down.
Okay, so I throw the bike in the back of the car.
We'll work it out.
I drive to you.
Yeah.
And then we ride from your house.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fun day.
Yeah, right? It's good. Hang out on the boat in the sun.
Fuck yeah.
That's the Friday lineup with Sting.
I don't even want to see that. It makes me angry already. Yeah.
Seal, Donovan Frankenreiter, and G-Love. Sure you don't want to see Sugar Ray on Saturday?
No.
Steel Pulse?
Never like Sugar Ray.
Although Devo, Saturday, 7:20.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
Okay, and am I invited to this? Am I your plus one? Is Piper going?
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
She got a bike also?
Yeah.
Or do you got a tandem?
No. Are we in a movie?
I have a bike from 1921, so I don't know if I can get it in my car.
It's the giant wheel.
It's the giant wheel, and I have to bring a ladder so I can get up there.
You wax the handlebar mustache, all right, I get it. Bully.
Let's play a song. This is from a listener. His name's Jerry Riggs. He always brings the rock. So let's see what he brings today.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this Patreon curated episode entitled Birds, I chose a song from Robin Trower's second solo album called Bridge of Sighs. The song I chose is called Day of the Eagle, which starts off the album. The time I'm recording this is April 20th. According to Wikipedia, this album was released on April 20th, 1974. Happy 50th anniversary. I didn't realize this when I picked this song. As always, Pat, thanks for letting us contribute to these bonus episodes. You and your listeners be safe and keep rocking.
Robin Trower.
That was on my list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I couldn't see her eyes up on my bed. I'm not alone. Then I am. These people seem to think I'm Superman. But I want for the love. I'm living in a day. I'm the eagle. The eagle of the love. I haven't played much Robin Trower over the years down here.
No, maybe this might be the first time. Yeah, I'll play an Eagle song right now. Where Eagles Dare, Iron Maiden.
Oh, here we go.
Bruce, I might have to bump it ahead.
There's the pipe.
I know, right? So he just played a solo show here in LA. Was it like, I forget the venue. It was either the Roxy or the Whiskey. And they sold.
Oh, that's small.
Yes, he played a small, like, just to promote his new solo album. And they sold the tickets like that day. And if you went and bought a ticket, he was selling them at the box office. See, I'm not kidding. He was in the little, like, when you waited in line, when you got up there, he's in there. He's got like a beanie on. It's like, hey, how crazy would that be? So much fun.
What was the, what's their ruling now on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, they weren't on the ballot this
year. They're not even on the ballot?
Not this year, they weren't. They were last year and didn't get in. So probably next year.
Yeah.
Probably next year.
I mean, put them in.
Judas Priest is in there. You know.
Just put them in.
I know.
Put
everybody in. Just one big ceremony?
Yes, just put them all in.
I did ask I asked Neil Giraldo if it was a deal breaker if they only wanted Pat in. And he said, no, that would not have been a deal breaker.
Really?
Well, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, buddy, I can't do that.
Oh, I asked him that.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
This week.
Oh,
Thursday.
Okay.
I won't ruin anything for you.
Oh, buddy.
That was the whole interview. I just kept thinking.
You're sitting on it.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta ask him.
When do I bring it up?
I knew it would be towards the end.
Yeah, you don't want him to bail.
No, no.
Before you get that whiskey.
Because I'm like, there's no way I could tell that story 1,000 times in this podcast and then not ask what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. No. So I can't wait to hear it.
All right.
So of the Beatles, we named a bunch of them. We forgot one. Can you forget the bird song?
Another bird song?
We had And Your Bird Can Sing, Blackbird, Free as a Bird. You're missing a big one.
Is Norwegian Wood something bird?
This bird has flown. Right. We're not counting that one. Yeah.
All right. Bird.
I'll give you a hint. George. It's a George song.
I'm not going to pull it. And I'm going to be mad when you tell me what it is. What is it?
Blue Jay Way.
Yeah, I would have never. I would.
Oh,
never,
really?
I would have remembered that. No.
Okay.
There's a lot. I mean, there's like I typed in almost every bird I could think of last night.
Yeah, I did. Eagle, crow.
What about this one? What about Mocking?
Oh, yep. That's on my list. Bird, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mockingbird. Now everybody, have you heard? He's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing, he's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring won't shine.
Listen to that cowbell.
Yeah.
Or yep. Woodblock. It might be a woodblock.
That's a woodblock.
Okay, where do you hear this thing? This is called Nighthawk, and it's by Whitesnake.
Oh.
But it's from the bluesy 78 Whitesnake.
Okay.
Here we go. This is crazy.
Pre-MTV.
Yeah, this is... I know, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
Thank you.
not sure.
A lot of bass worms.
I know.
A heavy bass work.
Wait to hear the voice. It's crazy. When he gets really sing.
Good dance number. That's easy to dance to, that one.
Let me tell you, I don't even know these this drummer. I thought this might have been like Cozy Powell or
just some
bass.
Just some guy.
Dave Dowell.
Oh, Dave, sure.
And then bass guitar, Neil Murray.
Okay.
It's from the album Trouble.
So yeah, Day of the Eagle on my list there of right. things that came off the top of my head last, well, actually when I went through the iTunes on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Robin Trower does it not on the top of my brain usually.
I'm gonna get into the Patreon people's songs in a second, but we got to hear this. This is it's possible.
Okay, who's this?
You're gonna guess who it is.
Uh oh.
It's from 2018.
Okay. This isn't helping.
It's called Blue Jays Fly.
By who?
You're gonna guess.
Neil Diamond.
No.
Oh.
I dreamed one night.
Meatloaf.
Nope.
You were gone.
This sucks.
In the yard.
Steven Tyler.
You got the first name right.
Stephen Piercy?
No. Now you got the first name and the first letter of the last name right.
All alone. All alone.
He goes by Steve.
Steve Perry. Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't want this guy fronting Journey
no.
in 2024.
This seems like a strain.
This is such a downer.
Like he's trying to whisper, but it's like...
No one says this is their favorite Steve Perry song.
Just a boy in the dark.
Okay, I'm getting sad.
In the yard by the tree.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
Oof. Looking up.
This is just so terrible.
I'm bummed. I'm bummed
now.
I
can't take it. Okay,
listen. I got, do you have that one?
Let me see.
The last one?
I think I should have that. Let's look. Let's see if I do. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. Let me see.
I'll be surprised if you have this.
Calm down.
I'd be very surprised.
Easy. You don't know what I might have.
In your 10,000 songs.
I don't have it.
Yep. See, I knew
it. But hold on, though. I will pull it from the iTunes store.
You should. This is a big 1980s hit.
This is big. I even know the song. I just don't have it.
This was fun.
All right.
If you can find it.
It's from the album Ice Cream Castle.
Yep. People are going, all right. This is so my high school jam right here.
iTunes lets us play 90 seconds of it, too. Oh, yeah. It's explicit.
Now did Prince write it or was that Morris Day? I know Morris Day sang it, but you know it's got Prince's fingerprints all over it.
His fingerprints.
Hey, what?
I don't know. You'd have to look that up.
All right.
You'd look that up.
I'll do it.
Let's hear it. This
right
guy,
now?
This guy. Whenever.
Morris Day was one of those guys that, if I look back on people that should have been a bigger star,
mm-hmm.
he's that. He was charismatic. He was funny.
Yeah. He seems like a comedy star.
Like, he should be hosting America's Got Talent or something. Like, he should be...
I know.
That guy. He should be Steve Harvey-esque. You know
they
what
don't
I mean?
Even let women host things, so they're not going to let a black guy do it.
Steve Harvey's got all of it locked up.
I feel like this guy has as much credit as Steve Harvey does,
yes,
comedically.
And just like, I mean, he was all personality. It was fun.
And then he's got a built-in stylist with Jerome.
Yeah, he holds the mirror. Yeah. I mean, it was great. And he was funny in Purple Rain. And just thought he was like going to do a lot more, right?
Yeah, like you think he would have been in some of the comedies of back in the day. Like what were the ones with Chris Tucker and Ice Cube?
Right. You know, Friday.
Yeah, or maybe he pops up in a Beverly Hills Cop
Absolutely.
Film or something. But no.
Yeah, he just kind of disappeared, which is
so weird.
Yeah. We wanted more from Morris.
We did. He's still around.
You know who he was out of? Time. Come on. What?
This is Aaron Kahn.
Aaron. AC, huh?
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Hey. Aaron Kahn here again. And I've decided to take part in this bird-themed episode. And the song I picked here comes from Sesame Street. In its near 55-year run on the air, we've gotten to know many characters from Sesame Street, and one of those characters is Bert. Along with his love for bottle caps and paper clips, Bert loves pigeons, especially his pet pigeon, Bernice. In 1973, he sang about it in a Sesame Street classic tune. Now, before we get to that song, I would like to mention, it's been almost 5 years since I did that Muppet topic for Rock Solid. Come May 31st, which will be 5 years to the day of that episode premiering, Disney Plus will be dropping a Ron Howard-directed documentary on the life of Jim Henson.
Oh, that's great.
Jim Henson, Idea Man.
Oh,
so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Now, for the song, from Bert, performed by Frank Oz, this is Doin' the Pigeon.
Every time I feel alone and slightly blue, that's when I begin to think it's what I'd like to start to do. And though it may not be the kind of thing that's quite your cup of tea, I recommend you pay attention to the little dance you're gonna see. I love pigeons and I love how they walk, and I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon. Doing the pigeon, a dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doing the pigeon.
I think smidgen is the only word that rhymes with pigeon, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And we're forgetting his partner's even more popular bird song.
Oh, Rubber Ducky.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
Come on, Aaron.
Ernie.
Why didn't you give us a twofer? Did you forget, Aaron? Biggest Muppet fan. You forgot it. You know you did. Did you see the Steve Martin documentary?
I did. I enjoyed it. The first part I liked a lot more. Not a lot more, but I liked it more.
It's amazing how bad he was, right?
Well, I mean,
when starting out? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have balls to keep dying.
To keep dying for 15 years.
Stick to your guns. And I wouldn't have been able to do it.
It was really Saturday Night Live that broke him out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the documentary, when he said... He did Saturday Night Live on Saturday, and then Monday he had a show, and he said it sounded noisy out in the crowd. And he asked the guy, how many people are out there? And the guy said, 7,000.
Right.
And literally, Lorne Michaels just took a chance on him. He was not famous.
No.
Lorne's like, didn't it say Lorne and Lily Tomlin saw him? And Lorne's like, well, maybe we'll give this guy a shot.
Yeah, I remember.
If it works, it works.
I love the thing where he's opening for bands and just eating it.
Just eating it.
Like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and all those guys and just like, boo, opening for Anne Margaret in Vegas.
When
he gets off stage and they just have his stuff in the hallway.
His bags are packed. Jesus.
I know.
That takes some... And then his dad, not supportive at all.
I remember reading that in his book about that and just like, yeah. But, you know, we can relate as comics and stuff.
But I mean, to bomb so badly and not give up is incredible.
Yeah. And to deconstruct it the way he did. He was kind of like a nerd when it comes to that. He was like, let me look at philosophy he studied. It was like, what is comedy? Where's the joke? What is it? What if I just take that out?
Right.
Like a setup and just remove it.
Yeah.
And just the whole structure. And it was just silly. So it was just very odd at that time. It was just pure silliness. My dad hated him. My dad, he, I don't get this. What is it? You know, because it was silly.
He's my favorite. He was always my favorite. because I never saw him bomb for 90 minutes in a documentary first. Right. I just saw him be like Steve Martin. So crazy, though. Just,
oh, my God.
Like,
oh,
those
God.
Albums, when they said all his comedy albums were recorded like 4 years before they even released them, because they're like, what are you going to do with these?
Well, that was back when, like, colleges were the hippest rooms.
Yeah.
For that generation. And then when I started doing colleges, you realize, oh, that's not true anymore.
When he says
they just want fart jokes at 19 years old. They knew nothing.
He's playing the Playboy Club, and he said he could audibly hear a guy say, I don't get any of this. You know, just like,
yeah.
I mean, but man, yeah. He stuck to his guns.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
It was really interesting. Let's see what Kevin Clement's going to bring.
Kevin.
Will this be interesting?
Hello, Pat, esteemed guests and fellow rock soliders. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana.
I'm the esteemed
chiming
guest.
Chiming in with my song about birds. And the song I chose is Birds Fly, A Whisper to a Scream in Parentheticals by Icicle Works.
Good song.
This is really the only song I know from the Liverpool band. They were basically a one-hit wonder in the States. I think they did a little better in the UK. But they're basically a new wave, post-punk, alt-rock group from the 80s. And but this song is really undeniable. It's a really great song. So I hope you enjoy. And thank you, Pat, for letting us participate in these shows. And we'll talk with you later.
All right. So when I was searching for songs, I actually, this clip came up called Eagles, and it was from an episode of this podcast that I did with Wayne Fetterman and Kyle.
I remember that.
And Wayne is so uncomfortable during this clip. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure. Why? Because he's a big Eagles fan. That's
what... He is, but we're going to talk about some groupie stuff.
Oh, okay.
And he's not comfortable. But it's funny hearing him be uncomfortable. Now, so, here's a sex story that I heard about the Eagles. Are you into that?
Not really. Oh. Not really. But you can tell. I'm not the judge. I don't like gossipy stuff like that.
I think this is a true story. Now, look, for anyone that doesn't like the sexy stories, this is like a thing that Don Henley and these guys would do with groupies. Should I not tell it? Should I tell it, Kyle?
Now I'm curious. At first I was
they
like,
they used
eh,
to do a thing called mailboxing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Where they would get the groupies and they would all bend over a couch and then they would go down Wayne's face. Like Henley would have sex with all of them at the same time.
Please,
like
please.
Boom, 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 all the way down the line. Mailboxing. He'd deliver his package. I didn't make that. I could never make that up. That's not where the way my mind thinks. This is something
that I
was told.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm all right. All right. Now I've even lost my train of thought of what I was going to say.
Just think about the Dillards. It cleanses the palate.
Jeez. Well, actually,
all right. Now that made me think of something because we were talking about Courtney Cronin.
Yeah.
That was on mic, right?
Yeah.
And so the other night, I was watching this show on HBO. It's The History of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a podcast with Jeff Garlin and Susie Essman.
Right.
And Wayne was a guest because Wayne was on the sixth episode. And I remembered that episode. I'm like, oh, I want to watch that episode. So then I watched that episode. And Courtney Cronin is in that episode.
Oh, is she?
She's Jeff's assistant. She just comes, she opens the door and just tells Larry he has a phone call. But I'm like, that's Courtney.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's like episode 6, season 1.
Well, that's the one where he hugged him and broke his glasses.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Because Wayne was that guy. And then wanted Larry to pay for the glasses. It's like, I didn't want to hug you. You know, just.
I think that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not.
He might have done more than one.
He might have done more. But this is the first one. And Cheryl wants this wire that's above their backyard. She wants it put underground. Okay. But in order to do that, they also have to put it underground at the neighbor's yard. And that's Wayne's house. And Wayne's character basically tells Larry that he'll do it, but he really wants to meet Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, no, this pretty is good. That's probably a different episode then.
Yeah, this is the first one Wayne did.
Okay, yeah, it's not unlike him to do more than one.
Now, if you watch the Making of Curb podcast, because that's what it is, they just film, like, it's like if the camera was on us right now. Jeff Garland doesn't shut up, and he interrupts, and he'll tell you you're wrong. That's not how it was. It was like this, and I'm just like, how does anyone work with this guy? It's crazy. Like,
well, eventually we find out they fire him.
Well, they do fire him if you're on a network show and your friend doesn't run the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get fired. All right. Darren Hyde, what do you got for us?
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid people and whoever may be co-hosting this episode.
Me.
This is Darren Hyde from South Australia with my contribution to the Bird episode. Now, being Australian, I could not resist but pick a genuine Aussie rock classic by Daddy Cool called Eagle Rock. Wouldn't be shocked if our mate from Sydney, Steve, also picked this, but it's such an obvious choice. You had to go with it. Anyway, this track came out in 1971 and it was bloody huge here, being number one in our singles chart for about 10 weeks. Since then, not a day goes by when one of our oldie stations does not play it. It has become an anthem. I mean, one of our footy teams, the West Coast Eagles, has adopted it as their team song, although it hasn't been used much lately. You're going to count that they're bloody hopeless at the moment, but you know, be that as it may. This song was written by lead singer Ross Wilson, who is an Aussie music legend in himself. And a bit of trivia here. Apparently, this track so impressed Elton John on one of his early tours of the country that it inspired him and Bernie to write Crocodile Rock. And we all know what became of that. I wonder if Ross gets any inspirational royalties. Probably not. Anyway, Pat, start the song about 45 seconds in so we get at least one chorus. And until next time, rock on.
Who was that again?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Daddy Cool.
I enjoyed that. We have an Eagle Rock neighborhood right here in Los Angeles.
That's true. We do. We do. Now, I'm going to play Canary in a Coal Mine.
Oh.
But not the Police version. This is Julianne Hatfield, who has an album called Julianne Hatfield Sings the Police.
I have heard about that. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I had a big crush on her in the 90s, by the way.
You can still crush on her.
Oh, still do then. Now, if I knew on Friday night that Sting was going to play that, I'd go camp out and try to see it. But you know what you're going to get? You don't know what you're getting.
No.
You're going to get like a jazzy version of Police songs or maybe.
Yeah, like
it's a grab bag. And I'm just. You can
look at the set list and not know how the songs are going to sound.
Am I going to
look up the set list?
Police Sting or am I going to get Pretentious Loot playing?
Now he's
strolling around the castle staying.
He has an upcoming tour with just two other guys. He's touring as a three piece, which is kind of insulting because he has a three piece band.
Get the two
They're
old guys
the police.
Sitting out there doing nothing.
I know.
Poor Andy Summers.
All right. So Sting's, this is his most current set list. This is just 12 songs.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like a lot. Opens with Message in a Bottle.
All right.
then Englishman in New York.
Sure.
Every little thing she does is magic. Can't stand losing you.
Hmm.
If I ever lose my faith, Fields of Gold, Shape of My Heart, Walking on the Moon, So Lonely, / No Women, No Cry. Puts those two together. Desert Rose, Roxanne, Every Breath You Take. It's not a bad set list.
That is a good set list. And, but you don't know how he's going to play them.
That's true.
And it seems like, does he not have a new thing to promote?
He does have a new album. Now, I don't know what that show was about, but his normal set list is 21 songs.
Okay.
So let me see what else is.
Because he
here.
Is going to be doing, I guess, on the schedule, an hour and a half.
Yeah. So he's got, here's the songs that were not on the previous set list, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to read all. Add to the previous set list, If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free, Spirits in the Material World, Rushing Water, don't know what that is, Brand New Day, Heavy Cloud, No Rain, Wrapped Around Your Finger, Why Would I Cry for You All This Time, So Lonely, King of Pain, and Fragile, or Fragile.
All right.
Fragile. Okay, so wait.
Now I'm curious. Now I want to check it out on Friday.
I know. So now, when we're on the boat, we can hear ZZ Top, but we can't see them.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
What if I bring my field glasses? Still can't?
They got a wall built up.
But we can hear them. We'll be able to hear them.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know which, you know, there's multiple stages. So I think she's closer to the main stage.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're on the main stage, but hopefully we could.
I hope I can step inside their sleeping bag. I hope it's...
Maybe bring a TV dinner?
Do I have to double back if I can't hear them?
I think my mic keeps popping out.
Check.
Yeah, it keeps going out. I don't know.
You could hear it on the X if you want to. come on. We could do this all day.
You got another one you want to show me and I'll look it up?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
How about a little...
Ooh, I know I have that.
Remember that one?
I do.
We're going deep, early.
Now...
That's early the,
that's
Elton
the,
John.
That's the secret ingredient of Skyline Chili, right? It's pigeons?
Skyline Pigeon.
I have so many versions of this, but I'm going to play the one that we know and love. I'm going to bump it up a little bit because I don't know when he... When does he start singing?
Yeah, just go a minute in.
A minute in sounds good. And here we go.
Elton John. Early Elton John. He cannot hit these notes anymore.
No. And it's not playing for some reason. What's going on?
Do you unplug yourself when you fixed your mic?
No, it's just not, hasn't kicked in yet. Oh, okay.
A lonely room projects a shadow cast in gloom, and my eyes are mirrors of the world.
Harpsichord?
Awesome.
Thinking of
first single they had?
That
close, right?
What's that?
One of their first singles ever.
So on their first album, Empty Sky.
Yeah.
Or just a skyline pigeon dreaming of the open, waiting for the day.
Not quite there yet.
Spread his wings, fly.
It'll be another year. He doesn't have to wait 15 years like Steve Martin.
No.
He gets it in gear pretty quickly.
Yeah, about 6 months from there. But yeah, it was a good pull on my part, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
How many pigeon songs are out there?
Well, Doing the Pigeon.
Doing the Pigeon. I forgot about Bert.
You know, there's just a smidgen of pigeon songs.
Nice.
I also found this because I just typed in penguins and this came up.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally penguin and his fine feathered sphinx.
The stuff that's in my
iTunes.
The fact
that you have that is amazing.
And you know what's funny is when I have to do a search for an episode like this, I find stuff I don't even know. I mean, there's just so many, there's too many songs and files in here. Let me see what the count's up to now. I want to see my file count. Let me clear that out. I'm always curious as to how many now.
How many versions of this one do you have?
Oh, boy. I'll check. 96,418 songs.
That's how many songs you got.
Yeah, I can listen for 359 days straight without a repeat.
I'm going to have to do a major backup this week, I think, because my laptop is making noises that are frightening me.
I back up all the time.
Like the fan kicks in and I'm hearing like this.
I only have one version of that song, Mike, and here it is.
Oh.
And I think it's the popular version. those five kids from Gary.
You don't have the 50s one. Yeah, the originals are like from the 50s, I think.
I know. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these
Was it the Platters? I can't remember.
I couldn't tell you because I don't have it in here. All right. Let's go to the Patreon people. Also, if you want to participate, everyone, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. $2 a month. It comes out to $24 a year. You can participate in these episodes once a month. And I give prizes out literally. It's weekly. I swear to God I do. I have prizes weekly.
When is this coming out?
This coming out this Monday.
Oh, okay.
This Monday when we're driving to San Diego to see Roger Daltrey.
Well, you know where I'm going the 11th, May 11th, at Rosemont, not Rosemont, the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl? Who are you seeing there?
It's the Cruel World Festival.
Oh, you're going?
We're going.
Who got
Did
the
tickets?
Did you get tickets? No, I
Fiber
didn't.
Got tickets right when they came out.
Duran Duran, Interpol, Blondie. Oh, you know what? Since you brought Blondie up, I found a song from Debbie Harry's 1986 solo album called Rockbird. Here's the title track called Rockbird. Have you ever heard this song?
No.
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Kind of like the B-52s
it
a
is.
Bit.
A little bit.
Hello, Joe. What do you know? I just got back from the animal show. I left my sitting in the bleachers and got back in time to see the second half of
Dave got the rock lobster and she's got the rock bird. Okay,
you
so
you gotta get tickets to this. Why? I told you to get tickets
I
to this.
I went the
May
1 year and.
You went to the Cruel World.
I went to Cruel World when The Cure and the Pixies were there.
Okay.
But this, I mean, let me see this lineup again.
Duran Duran's headlining.
I mean, Gary, look who's way far down on the list.
Adamant.
The Motels. The Alarm is going to be there. Friends of the show, The Alarm. Gary Newman. How's he going to get there, you think?
In a car.
Okay. Adamant is spectacular.
Yeah, so we really want to see
I'm
him.
Not even a fan, and I've seen him twice.
Yeah?
With Suzanne Dillingham. He was fantastic.
I've never seen him, so I want to see
oh,
him.
Oh, he's
I can't wait.
Fucking great.
And Simple Minds.
Simple Minds, Blondie, who's Interpol? I don't know Interpol.
They're not really 80s, I don't think.
Why are they up there so high?
I don't know. Maybe they are.
Duran Duran.
Yeah, Duran Duran's headlining.
Ministry? Jesus and Mary Chain? This is amazing. Stranglers?
General Public.
General Public.
Yeah.
Now, what time are you going to get there? Are you going to spend all day there?
I don't know. This is the thing. She has a thing during the day that we might be, but she's really afraid of missing Adamant. So we're waiting for it. I don't think they've released a schedule yet.
That's not the lineup.
I don't know if that's
and there's
in order.
More than
no.
one stage, too.
Oh, yeah. There'll be multiple stages.
Yeah. It's weird, too. It's not in the Rose Bowl. It's like on the side.
It's outside of it, which, of course, means, you
sunscreen.
Know. Sunscreen. Not only sunscreen, but the worst parking.
The worst parking.
Situation. Getting out of there.
Walk, you're going to be exhausted.
Horrendous.
Take a blanket.
It's going to be a long day.
It is a long day. This is where being 60 comes into play.
Yeah.
Like something like this, I'm like, oh boy.
Well, so general admission, how much you think? Starting at?
$235.
$209.
All right.
Plus fees. Didn't even include fees.
I mean, I put in for free tickets and got no word.
Okay.
I'll probably hear Friday.
So
you got them.
Yeah. VIP, $299 plus fees. And those fees could be $50
to $100.
$50 to
$100. It's insane.
Clubhouse, starting at
$429. $420
plus fees, and then they got hotel packages. They got
hotel packages.
You get a room and then parking. We have no idea what the situation's going to be. You can prepay the parking, and that's going to add.
Look, a listener took 60. Barry Giglio took me.
Oh,
he,
really?
He had two
that's
tickets
a nice
and
guy.
And he asked me to go.
How many hours were you there?
We were there a long time.
It's a long day. You got to hydrate it.
I'm trying to think when it. That's. I feel like it's before COVID.
Oh.
I feel like it's 6 years ago.
Could be. I didn't know it was going on that long.
Excuse me. So I'm 54 then. It's different. Right. A little bit different.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Now you got to bring your Geritol. What do you
But
do
now
you
this week, now Sunday, I hear ZZ Top. People say, have you seen ZZ Top? I say, I've heard them.
Yeah, you heard them. Yeah.
Monday, I drive to San Diego. I see Daltrey solo, only area appearance.
See and hear him.
Yeah, see and hear. Friday, I go to the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills with Courtney Cronin, and we see Mr. Big. It's a good concert week. This is how it happens. Like, first of all, I don't have any shows booked, and now I got three.
Right.
I got to pump my tires up when you leave.
Oh, is that a euphemism or something? You're going to whack
really
it?
Gotta, I got to pump my tires.
Okay.
Do you wear a helmet when you ride your bike?
Sometimes.
You know
I
why
try
I do?
To.
I'm 60, so I wear a helmet. Do you have a bike lock or do I need to bring one?
I have one, but it'll bring one anyway.
All right.
Seems Maybe like, we'll find a better way to get down.
Seems
there,
like a hassle. I would like to bike. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Right?
I got to clear it with Courtney. But
what, if we can...
Well,
if I, if
a
I
place
can go?
To lock it up. We need a place to lock it up.
Just bring it right
I'm sure she'd like to have you go. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We let some her, of your whiskey, all this whiskey I got on the wall.
I have that in my bike basket. Yeah, we let her sit. Didn't we let her sit in the box with us when we saw Squeeze and Hall & Oates?
Sure,
she snuck down and sat in the box.
Yes,
with us?
She's got me. Yeah, she. We went and saw Crowded House. Mm-hmm. She was down in the pit at the wheel turn.
Yeah, she went to Marshall Crenshaw with me.
Okay. She knew the hookup. She's like, okay, in between acts, come down here and just talk to me. But then you can't leave. Once you're in, you can't leave.
You can't leave because then you lose
because
it.
Because if you go to pee, and I had to pee, but I had to hold it through the whole show.
That's hard.
Because if I, it's just like, they were not going to let you back in. But I was like, okay.
We walk into Marshall Crenshaw and she knew everyone in the lobby.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on? How do you know so many people? And why do I have free tickets?
She goes to a lot of shows.
And you don't. She should have free tickets all the time to everything.
Yeah, we'll have her on, you know.
I know.
The woman who cut my hair today, she knew a lot of rock people. I told her my first cut ever with her. And she's telling me all these stories. She knows a lot of rock bands. And I'm sad that I didn't get her name as I left.
I know, right?
So she's like in her 60s. And, super nice. But she's like, and I was, I showed her your website and mm-hmm. Your Instagram.
Yeah.
And all these people like Sammy Hagar. She's like, oh my God, Sammy Hagar.
I know
these stars. But she knew all the people. She actually knew people like Jack Russell.
Wow.
And so she works with a lot of local bands. So she knows musicians who play in like Whitesnake. They've toured with like Alice Cooper and
Crazy.
Stuff like that. So she knows the musicians. She doesn't know the big guys, but
yeah.
She's like, I know. I was like, well, you probably like it. So thanks for the cut. Now when I call back to make another appointment, I got to go.
They should have it in file.
Can I, is there a woman there who's kind of like, you don't want to say older?
Right, yeah.
She's into rock. Could you, like, you know, whatever her name is, can I make a reservation?
Go do it this way. Go, yeah, she's really hot. And she's into rock. And she cut my hair on Monday.
Tell me about her grandkids.
All right, let's hear what Rob McKinnon's got for us.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada. My selection for the topic of birds comes from the album Flood by They Might Be Giants. This album was heard a lot coming from dorm rooms in Winters College residence at York University in 1990, which is where I heard it. It's the only They Might Be Giants album that I own, and I still play it pretty regularly. For whatever reason, I never felt compelled to get any other They Might Be Giants albums. But I was kind of stunned to see that they have 23 studio albums, five of which are children's albums. And the latest one was in 2021. So
15
maybe
that are unlistenable.
But anyway, enough of my yakking. This song is written from the point of view of a nightlight.
Oh.
It's Birdhouse in Your Soul. Nice. Thanks, Pat.
It's the one I knew.
Only friend, but I'm a little blind. By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well.
They might be unlistenable.
I remember the episode you devoted. That guy tried to sell you on him.
Yeah, and that guy is this guy right here, Steve O'Dockerson.
Hello, Pat. Hello, guest. Maybe. I don't know who's there. Hello,
me.
Rock Solid friend. It's Steve O'Dockerson here. I am submitting a song called Birds in the Pipe by Guided by Voices. And this song is about birds getting stuck in a pipe organ, I think. This is off of the album Crystal Nuns Cathedral that came out in 2022. And since then, there have been four more Guided by Voices.
Oh, my God.
Of course, there has been.
I sent Pat Do the Collapse that Rick Ocasek produced.
I still haven't listened.
Guided by Voices, I can't say enough good things about them. But any criticism anybody has of them, I'm like, yeah, that is a legitimate criticism. Their lyrics don't usually make sense. And they put out a lot of stuff, and it's hard to keep up. But you know what? I love it, and I love all of you. And if you love me, you should go to hobthetroll.bandcamp.com.
Oh, got
to
sneak in his own plug.
Pick up my most recent album.
Not if we
Stop
talk
making
over it.
Songs. That's all I got.
That's
I love
a good
you guys.
Name for
Be
his
safe.
Album.
Bye.
Stop Making Songs.
I like that. I like that.
When airing out his farcical pipe organ, which everyone would never want to see, all his pets went searching for an opening through which to flee, 'cause he birds in the pipe.
He is the. I know Steve-O has the same defense of Guided by Voices as Murray does with Father John Misty. It's like, I like him, but I understand your criticism.
Yeah, that's the same criticism I have with Kiss.
Right.
Birds in the Pipe, is that like Toys in the Attic? Like you're crazy? Hey, that guy's got birds in the pipe, right?
It should be. Let's get that trending.
Yeah, let's do it.
What does this guy got? Birds in the pipe?
Okay, for this episode, the hashtag is birds in the pipe. What's the, I typed in a bunch of different birds. I typed in flamingo.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I got a song from Night on the Town by Rod Stewart called Pretty Flamingo.
All right.
Naked girl in his lap, and he's got a bourbon in his hand. So much
what
partying.
What year was this?
76. How is he?
It wasn't bourbon.
How is he a lot? Cocaine?
Yeah, absolutely.
How? I mean, he never seemed like he had a problem. He just seemed like he was having
fun. He just had fun.
You read his book, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a fun book.
That's a fun book. One of the few on these shelves I have read. I think I've read about 11 or 12 of these.
I've read a lot of those up there.
I know you have.
Yeah, you loan them to me, and I read them.
You read them
like on a boat.
Yeah,
I just finished the Geddy Lee one, which was really good.
He talks a lot about his family history in that, right?
There's one chapter devoted to the Holocaust, basically, and he even
did that chapter win an Academy Award.
Yeah, he prefaces it and just says, "Look, I get it. If you want to skip the next chapter, you can go to." You know, chapter 5.
That's wild that he would say.
And because I get it. He's like, it's a big part of my family and its history. And so he says, what happened to them? And it's horrible. It's horrendous. It's,
yeah, awful.
But it's like, you know, it's important to him. And he ended up taking his mother back to Poland. And they actually, I don't know if they went to Auschwitz.
Why did you go? Why would you want to go? Why would you want to go see it?
I saw it. I know,
but you weren't there.
I know, but, you know, I'm not saying I didn't have probably... ancestral family
that's true
that but, were there
but his mom was actually there.
Yeah, it's a lot of it he didn't know how she'd react, and it took her to her hometown and stuff. She hadn't been back in a while, but there was like a bit of
you know
closure. It was closure, you know.
I get,
she kind of felt like she won She's like, look, all I'm right, still
that's
here.
Good. That's
I'm
good.
I'm still here. You guys are all dead. And I'm not her friends, but
no,
I mean,
not
it's
her
like,
friends, but the bad
the Nazis,
guys.
Nazis, you know, you guys yeah. lost and I'm here. So.
The Nazis were the bad guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you
well,
know
it depends on who, it depends on what you're watching. What news are you watching these days?
I think when I watch these movies, sometimes I get confused.
Oh, yeah. They're the bad guys.
They're the bad
for
guys.
For now. Yeah.
They have the coolest outfits, though.
They do have cool outfits.
But bad guys.
Yeah. Right. It is still weird when you tour around Asia, you know, you go to the temples, and this swastika is there, but it's the other way. So it's an old, like, I think it's a
what's that mean? Does
Sanskrit.
It mean something different?
Yeah, it was like something about temple or something. That was a sign for it.
Okay.
And the Nazis just kind of flipped it backwards.
They
and ruined
it.
They co-opted it and ruined it.
For hate.
So now when you see it, even though it's backwards, it's jarring. Like, oh, right. Because it's like 1,000 years old on this building.
How did Kiss get away with using the SS? I mean, that's the SS Gestapo.
I know. It's the SS. Yeah.
I mean, and when they would play in Germany, they would do like these backward Z's.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they would. If you find a German import or live on stage with the
sense.
Big Kiss letters, it's not that.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I will say, like, we were in Japan. Everybody's super friendly. And the only time we got on a bullet train and we splurged an extra, $20 for the first class car, whatever.
And what do you get in there?
Just a nicer seat and it's
nicer
a little,
seat.
You know, nicer car, but it's even the coach is nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
But it was pretty empty.
It's just 20 bucks more.
It was like a Sunday morning and, we go in and we look at our seats and okay, it's these two. And I'm loading into the bags and right across, not even next to us, there's only two to each side of the aisle. Across the aisle is a little frail woman, old woman, probably in her 80s, maybe even 90. And she just like looked at us we hadn't even talked. But she immediately just got up, grabbed her little bag and her cane and just walked like three rows back.
She didn't want to sit near you?
And at first I was like, we didn't even say anything. We weren't even loud or do anything. I just put the bags up.
Yeah. She's like,
but
no.
Then I was
these two are going to be trouble.
Or then I think about it. I was like, wait a minute. She was alive during the war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, if she's got a beef with Americans.
Yeah.
I get it. I kind of get it. You know, you don't forget who, you know, killed your dad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you really boil it down, it's like, yeah, she was around for it.
Yeah. Your grandfather killed her dad.
Yeah. She was around for it. And
what if she's asked if you were Mike Siegel and then pulled out a knife and shivved you?
I'm not a fan, sir. And I'm not saying that's what it was. She just maybe wanted to just by herself, but it just made me laugh. Just like I thought about it. And like, did we say something? Did we do it? Nope.
Oh, you did something, but it was many, many years ago. It was in the 40s.
She's like, there's a story there, but I don't know what it was.
All right. This guy's got a Pelican song.
What, really? There's a Pelican song.
500 Pelicans. It's by a band called Corduroy Cat.
Okay.
It's a lot of animals.
Who sent that in?
Mike Wiles.
Okay. Corduroy Cat?
Yeah.
Hi, Pat and fellow Rock Solid Podcast listeners.
Oh, there's
listeners.
That Chicago.
This is Mike Wiles
Hey, Pat.
Illinois. This episode is truly for the birds, and I'm excited
to be a part
of it.
You couldn't even hide it in your first word.
My entry is a song called 500 Pelicans from the indie rock band from Chicago, Corduroy Cat.
Hey there,
this is
Corduroy
from their great
Cat.
Debut album, 10% Hopeful.
Hey, Pat.
The song was written after lead singer Dan Doherty witnessed a massive amount of pelicans diving at him one morning on a beach in Costa Rica.
That'd be scary.
All right.
So thanks for letting me be a part of this episode, and I hope you enjoy 500 Pelicans by Corduroy Cat.
Hey there.
That's Wisconsin. Hey there's Wisconsin. Don't confuse the two, my friend.
It sounds good.
I like it.
I like that production. Sonically, sounds good.
Yeah.
Step into the water with me. It's much warmer than you think. Let go of what is weighing you down and offer it to the sea. Remember the time in Colorado we were poking through the Cadillacs. You stopped the car and I began to sing over the rainbow looking me. Swimming with 500 pelicans, you ever think you'd see such a sight?
right, Corduroy Cat.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good. Guess where my kid is right now? My New York kid.
Where? At a concert?
Coney Island.
Oh, okay.
Is that clean? It's not as clean as Japan.
Well, you don't... No.
You don't want to go to the bathroom. Close. You don't want to go to the bathroom there, right?
No, yeah.
Gross. She's having fun, though.
You know, remember the Coney Island whitefish? You ever had that?
Yeah, I hope she doesn't find that. Ugh.
Is she just like, just hanging out for the day?
Yeah, yeah. Just went with friends. Day off, going to go spend money.
Why not?
I found savings bonds that were purchased for the kids from my brother and his wife.
I found some for me, purchased by my grandparents in the 70s.
Did you cash them in?
No, well, they after like 30 years, they stopped gaining in value. Or
yeah,
something.
But still.
No, I haven't yet, but yeah, you got to take them to a bank and really
sit down. Yeah, I did it today, and I sent Rita some money, and she was like, what is this for?
Yeah, I think they were like, I think they're worth like a couple $100 now.
Yeah.
But I'll take it.
Yeah, you should definitely take it. Why not?
She liking Brooklyn?
She likes it. Yeah, she does like it a lot.
She's, man, God bless her.
I know.
I went there in my late 20s and it was hard.
I know.
To be 19, just like.
Yeah, 19. She was just 19 in October. I think she's freshly 19 still, but who knows?
Yeah, good for her.
What do you got next? What's your next song? Oh, show it to me. I like how you're just sneaky and just show it to me.
Let me see. Who do I have? Oh, how about that one?
Oh, I should have that.
You should have that one. Some disco goodness. Better than the disco duck. I can tell you that much.
This is not a PU for sure.
That's a little bit of K-Tel gold, 70s gold on this one. One hit wonder.
Silver Convention.
Yep.
That's the only convention I'm allowed to go to now.
Silver Centrum. Centrum Silver Convention.
Yeah. Do you take those?
No.
Do you take a daily vitamin?
I don't.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Do I need to? I don't think I need to.
I mean, it's going to give you the stuff that you might not be getting.
What am I not getting?
I don't know. Wade?
Yeah.
You can't get that in a pill.
Or can you? I think these are the only lyrics, right?
They might be. It was all about the beat and the groove.
Oh, absolutely. I think they actually hired real strings for this back then, or
maybe
could a synthesizer do it?
Would they have access to that in 76?
That's the whole thing.
I know.
Fly, Robin, fly.
That's it. Let me tell you about a customer the other day at the store where I work. Now, first of all, a lot of the customers have accents.
Okay. Spanish or otherwise?
They're like...
Eastern European? Armenians?
Persian, Armenian.
Okay.
And so... And I don't like to say like, could you say that again? Or excuse me? Like when they ask you for an item. Like the other day, a guy was like, cottage cheese.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I figured that out. Cottage cheese.
Right.
He said it totally wrong. Not even close. So this woman's like, do you have trinkabitadi? And I'm like, I'm like,
maybe?
I said, what, could you say that again? And she goes, look, if you don't want to help me, that's fine. Then I'll just find it myself. And she walked away and I'm like, that's all right. Congratulations.
If you don't want to help me.
Yeah, if you don't want... No, I asked you for... I know. Why didn't you tell me...
I said it very clearly. Do you have it or no?
And then if it's someone that has a phone with them, this woman didn't. She's 100. I'll say, do you have a picture of it? Because a lot of times they have a picture of it. And they'll go, oh, yeah, this... Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Google Translate. I'm telling you.
Kostich cheese.
That was a lifesaver in Japan. Google, it even reads the signs. Wow. Google Translate. Yeah.
It's going to be weird to pull out and go, say that again in this phone.
No, we do. We got lost the first day on the train and someone was helping us and we were talking into it and showing her that because it's loud down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she would talk into hers and show us.
Oh, that's amazing.
Types up what it means. And then we're like, oh, that's how.
That's fantastic.
It was, what a lifesaver.
That is a lifesaver.
Yeah, and it helped. And the first time I went, none of that. Pre-smartphone, pre-Google Translate,
It's like so much easier to travel now.
Oh,
piece
of cake.
More expensive. And your flight could be canceled.
Yeah.
But I'm talking
about... that always happened, though.
The technology part.
Yeah, it is very helpful. And just maps. Just having the map as you're walking.
Yeah.
Just put a pin in it and yeah, okay.
I use the map to go everywhere.
Yeah. It's like we're this far. We just walk over here. This is, okay, it's a 15-minute walk, and it's 15 minutes.
It's 15 minutes.
It's amazing.
If you walk fast, it might be quicker.
Yep.
Because I think that's set for the slow, out of shape.
Sure.
All right, this guy's got a song called Hummingbird by Wilco.
Oh.
Do you like Wilco?
Chicago band? Sure.
Chicago. Hey there.
Hey, Pat. Put it in the plastic bag, you jag-off.
Mike Wiles, that's an impression.
Mike, I'm just busting your balls. You sound like my sister, actually. And everybody I grew up with.
Is that a compliment? Mike, sound like my sister.
No, like the accent. My sister's tends to be much heavier than my brothers and I. I don't know, maybe, yeah.
She leans into it.
I guess, yeah.
What's your name, Karen?
No.
Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid people. Pat and, let's say, Murray.
How dare you.
Here with my selection for the Patreon-sponsored birds.
This is Jeff Scoble.
Okay.
Because when you said, how dare you, he goes, this is Jeff Scoble. He's talking very low. I call him Scooby-Doo. Here we go. He hates that.
I bet you're the first person to.
He doesn't like it at all.
No.
This episode. Going to make this short and sweet. My pick goes to a sweet little track from the band Wilco's fifth album, A Ghost Is Born. The song is called Hummingbird, and it features piano and viola, and it's very pretty. Started around 155, where it starts to ramp up as much as it's going to. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there, and keep on rocking.
Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird. Remember to remember me, standing still in your past, floating fast like a hummingbird.
I like that. It's very Beatlesque.
Yeah, that is Beatlesque.
I like Wilco. I have a couple albums. I have the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which pretty much most people have. They have one, and I think one other one. What was this? Had the Star Wars thing on it?
I don't remember. I don't know a lot about Wilco. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan. I just don't know them.
So when you and I lived together in Chicago, and I guess that would be Chicago in 93. Like the hot bands that you would see in the reader that had all the buzz about them. So that year, that was the year like Liz Phair broke out, really.
Yeah.
And then
friend of the show, Liz Phair.
Yeah. And Uncle Tupelo was the other one. They had just moved up from St. Louis and all the buzz was around them. And then they quickly broke up. And then, you know, Jeff Tweedy formed Wilco. And then that was the other guy formed Sunvolt.
The rest is history?
Yeah. Right. And Jeff Tweedy's still there in Chicago. I think he still lives there. But they were the guys that had and Smashing Pumpkins was starting to make a little noise. We used to see at fairs, you know, street fairs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, stuff like that. And then they broke wide.
Yeah. They were the guys that the 90s band who really hit it big.
Now, you and I were talking about biking this weekend. I got an alert that says, because the whole family is on this Life 360. So if someone leaves the house, it tells you, Pilar left the house. Oh, so I'm looking right now. It's telling me that Pilar is biking.
What?
And that can't be right. It says she's biking right now.
Is she downstairs?
No, she says she left the house. She's biking.
Maybe she's just running really fast. It seems like she's biking.
That can't be. I hope if she took the bike, because both bikes I think need air in the tire.
Would she be driving? And then it's
no, she's going 2 miles. Wrong? No, it's so weird because it's
if it's 2 miles an hour, she's walking.
But it has a bike icon. She's a slow walker. She might be biking.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Both of the bikes in the garage need air in the tire. And I know she does not know how to put air in the tire. But I hope she did.
I'm willing to bet that's wrong and she's not biking.
Well, we're almost done. We're going to open the garage and we're going to see if the bike is there or not.
She's on a Peloton.
I don't want to text her right now because if she looks at it, she'll crash.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't.
See, I got her a bike for Mother's Day once. And then when we would bike, she didn't like me biking next to her because probably because I was talking her ear off. So she wanted me, and she didn't like me biking behind her. I had to bike in front of her.
Okay.
Just and then
she wanted to stare at your ass, your hot, sweet ass.
Eventually, we just stopped biking, and then the kids used that bike. All right, here's some prog rock bullshit.
Oh, good.
From Michael Bagford.
My favorite kind of bullshit.
Solid listeners, this is Michael Bagford. And this is a pretty cool topic idea from Joe Reynolds. The bird I'm going to feature is the sparrow. And since I was the one that came up with the prog rock bullshit episode, I figured I'd play another prog rock bullshit song.
All right, fair enough.
And one of the bands associated with it is Jethro Tull. And this song is from a 1991 album called Catfish Rising. And the song is called Sparrow on the Schoolyard Wall. Hope you like it.
You want to be a bookworm? Yeah, you want to be a loaf. You want to sit in judgment? Looking down from the roof. Try a wee sensation. But first you have to want to join it. You should be. Should be raging down the freeway with some friends from the mall. Don't stay forever in your limbo fly before you fall. Little sparrow on the schoolyard wall. Little sparrow on the wall.
I didn't mind that.
No, I didn't either. And you don't usually hear anything from Jethro Tull after Aqualung, pretty much.
1991. Yeah. What it says on that song.
Speaking of the birds, I did see a baseball game in Japan, and it was the Swallows, the Tokyo Yakult Swallows.
Yeah, how many jokes
versus the Hiroshima Carp. And blast.
Who are you rooting for?
The hometown Swallows, buddy.
All right. Who won?
The Carp. Yeah. 2-0. 2-run home run.
White
Not
man,
a lot of scoring.
White man bring bad luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Now, did you have a section by yourself? Because as soon as you sat down, everyone got up and
they
moved.
Got up and left. No. It was fun. It was actually really fun.
Do they play 9 innings there?
Yeah.
Standard
same
baseball rules?
Same rules.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they might do over there.
Same rules.
But
they have like organized cheers and cheerleading, and it's like a combination of a soccer crowd internationally and a college football crowd. It's really kind of fun.
Do they still run counterclockwise around the bases?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Yes, they do. Okay. They do. They do.
Same rules.
Same rules.
How many people on the
nine aside?
Still
nine aside. Yeah.
All right. Are they allowed to bunt?
Yes.
All right. Is it slow pitch?
Yeah, it's underhand.
All right. They wear mitts though.
Yes, they wear.
They don't
mitts.
Hit off a tee.
Nope.
Okay. If I went, I could understand what was going on.
Yeah,
it's just like
could.
Baseball
I think
here.
You could. You barely right. understand it here.
I just go for the hot dogs.
I know. I know you do.
You got another one? And then
no,
we're going to wrap
out.
It up.
I'm out.
All right. Well, let's do some promoting then. Go ahead. Tell them where to find you on the Instagram.
On the Instagram at Travel Tales Podcast. And I'll be touring around. I got ships going back to Alaska for a few weeks this summer. And later in the summer, I'm very excited. I'm going to be in Iceland and Scotland and Ireland for a bit.
And you're going to be doing shows?
Doing ships, yeah.
Ships that go
I
there.
I got to catch a ship in Reykjavik, Iceland, and we're going to go around the island a little bit, and then it goes to Southampton, and then I get on another ship to Cork, Ireland.
And you've never been to these places?
I've never been to Iceland. So Iceland's been on my list a long time.
Check that off.
So that one I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
And then
you get paid to go there.
Yeah. And then I catch another ship in Scotland, way up, like near Inverness.
All right.
And but I'll have like 5 days off beforehand. So I want to rent a car and just drive around, and that's where our pal Ian Beresford gave me some nice tips things to go see. So I've only been to Edinburgh and Glasgow, so I've never been up north, so I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, so I'm excited about that kind of stuff. But other than that, yeah, I'm kind of here. My Dry Bar comedy special is still out there.
Free?
Free for anybody who wants it.
Just watch it now.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
You don't have to pay for it.
Ian Beresford, by the way, I did mail you, finally mailed your prizes. I mailed you your Brian Setzer CD and your Desmond Child book. So you should receive those in about 7 weeks. I don't know how the mail works when you send something overseas.
From Berwick upon Tweed?
Yes. So that was pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
Not too bad. We are at Rock Solid Show on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram queen is Lisa Solak. RockSolidPodcast.com. That's run by young Kyle, also known as Artie, if you ask.
He's still running it.
He does the website.
Okay. Yeah,
does the website. Keeps a foot in it, just in case.
That's nice.
Just in case he moves back here.
Speaking of Brooklyn.
And I put him back on the...
On the payroll?
On the ones and twos. Is that anything? I don't know.
No.
And that's it. Mike, thank you for driving up here. Let me take you for a slice of pizza now.
Oh, you don't have to do
There's
that.
A place called Greco's. It's really good. New York slice.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'll accept it. All right. I'm not going to turn down a slice.
Why would you?
I wouldn't.
And with that, the aforementioned song that I'm going to use as the playout song today is Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle.
Oh, we apologies to Prince, When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry, yeah.
But that was an obvious one. But.
Yeah. And apologies to Lyle Lovett for a song called Penguins. Apologies to Bad Company, a song called Seagull. And apologies to Jenny Lewis for a song called Little White Dove.
Oh, okay.
But congratulations to Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle.
Never heard this one.
It's very good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Heaven's Door and Homesick Blues. Are there two different ones?
Yeah, that's the Homesick. That's a different one. That's the Homesick Blues one.
The one at the
bottom. I have a ton of shit. Yeah. There's just a million of them.
Oh, my
God. He's got like five different SKUs. That's just another one. That's just, and then, you know, oh, this one's pricier than that one. And,
right. And you can't tell the difference, right?
I can't.
Right. You got to be really.
Although I'll tell you that this one over here.
This one.
Yeah. Single Barrel Bourbon and says Malibu Liquor and Cigar Company.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's company, his little liquor store, he bought the whole barrel.
Oh.
And it is, I drank that one just like, what do you call it? Neat.
Yep.
Really good.
All right.
That one was really good.
Cool. Well, how much is a bottle of that?
Oh, those are like $50 a bottle.
Woo.
So, and they sent me two free bottles. So that's $100 of free booze.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. I just ask. I'm like, hey, can you send me some bottles before the record? Yeah, we can send you some bottles.